Today, the Ezra Hashem be learned off Yud Beis and Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we're learning about include Hatfasa. Hatfasa means that the person did not make a statement of Neder, but rather linked something that is Mutter to something Asr by saying that the Mutter item should become Asr like the Asr item. Hatfasa is considered to be a regular and fully valid Neder. However, Hatfasa is only effective B'davar HaNadr. The mutter item was linked to something that is usr as a result of a neder. For example, he said, Davazel usr like a carbon. This item shall be forbidden to me as a carbon. But atfasa is not effective, but davah usr. The mutter item was linked to something that is inherently usr on its own. For example, he said, Davazel usr like an avela. The Gemara will inquire, what is the din if a person makes a neder about a food using hatfasa to a carbon that was originally usr to be eaten, but is now mutter to be eaten? Do we say, be'ikari komatvis? The person is referring to the ikar of the carbon, and therefore, even though the carbon is at a stage where the original isser was removed, nevertheless, the hatfasa is to its original isser, and the neder makes the food asr. Or do we say, be'ter komatvis? Because the original isser has been completely removed, therefore we say that the person is not referring to the original isser, rather we say he's referring to the current state of the carbon, that it is mutter, and the neder does not make the food asr. If a carbon that is allowed to be eaten becomes noiser, it means that it was first went through a stage where the original isser was completely removed. The reason for this is that noiser means that first the carbon was muktish, then the original isser was removed, and it became mutter to eat it, and then the person did not eat it within the designated time allotted for eating it. Therefore, noiser is considered a davar ha'asr. Hatfasa b'becher. If a person makes a neder using a becher for hatfasa, there is a machlekes, because there is a question whether a becher is considered a davar ha'nader or a davar ha'asr. On the one hand, the moment a becher is born, it is automatically muktish. On the other hand, a person has to verbally be maktish the becher, as Rebbe taught. Mishum Rebbe amru minayin l'noilid becher b'teich beisei. Shemitzvah lakdishai, shenema hazachar taktish.